Friends, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So is anyone here familiar with Aesop, the ancient fable writer and storyteller? So for those of you not familiar with his work, he lived in Greece during the 6th century before Christ, and he wrote thousands of fables and stories, and there's all kinds of collected volumes of work. And our reading in Luke today made me think of one of Aesop's fables. So Aesop tells the story. A fox was caught in a trap one fine morning because he had got too near the farmer's hen house. No doubt he was hungry, but that was not an excuse for stealing. A hen, rising early, discovered what had happened. She knew the fox could not get at her, so she went a little closer to get a good look at her enemy. And the fox saw a slender chance of escape. "Dear friend," he said, "I was just on my way to visit a sick relative when I stumbled into this string and got all tangled up. But please, do not tell anybody about it. I dislike causing sorrow to anybody, and I'm sure I can soon gnaw on the string to get loose." But the hen was not easily fooled. She made a ruckus and soon roused the whole yard, and when the farmer came running, that was the end of Mr. Fox. It's generally interpreted that the takeaway from the story is that the wicked deserve no help. Now, our gospel story today, it has kind of an Aesop vibe to it, with barnyard animals playing starring roles. In the span of 5 verses, we're given a picture of a fox and a hen. Jesus equates Herod to the fox, and he compares himself to a mother hen, and then all of the people in Jerusalem as the little chicks running around in danger. Today's reading, though, has a completely different takeaway than Aesop's fable. So in the gospel, the Pharisees, they come to Jesus and they're concerned with his well-being because his life is in danger. And they say to Jesus, "Well, get out of here because Herod wants to kill you." And Jesus tells them, "Well, you go tell that fox that I'm casting out demons and I'm performing works today and tomorrow." And then in verse 34, Jesus says about himself and Jerusalem, "How often I have desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you are not willing." See, Jesus knows that he's in danger because he likens Herod to a predator and himself to prey. And a fox is an interesting choice. I'm sure that Herod, he'd have liked a better mascot. You know, a fox is an animal known for craftiness and getting what it wants. A fox will hunt the offspring of its prey. And we know that Herod can be that cruel with the whole John the Baptist incident. There's an old saying that warns that the fox is in charge of the hen house. Speaking of people who misuse their power for personal gain. And so Herod here is a symbol of raw political power abused. And then why a hen? Why a hen? Why not use a more superior predator here? Why not a lion? Or maybe even a predator that hunts foxes like eagles? Or why not the mighty warrior on the white horse from Revelation There's something in us that want to be protected by the one whose eyes are like flaming fire and whose host of heaven follows him into battle. As Jesus is described in Revelation, with the sword that comes out of his mouth and strikes his enemies. But here, Jesus chooses a hen. Have you ever seen a hen protect her chicks from predators? The hen will make all kinds of noise when a predator comes by, and the chicks will come and gather around the hen, and the hen will spread her wings over the chicken and gather them together. And the predator attacks and attacks, and she gives her life for her children. I mean, I'd prefer to tell you a story of conquest where Jesus is like the lion. I even want to say that the hen is victorious over the fox. And that's true in the end. But he has to die first. Barbara Brown Taylor, she writes, "Jesus won't be the king of the jungle in this or in any other story. What he will be is a mother hen who stands between the chicks and those who mean to do them harm. She has no fangs, no claws, no rippling muscles. All she has is her willingness to shield her babies with her own body. If the fox wants them, he will have to kill her first." Friends, Jesus came to be a suffering and dying servant. He came to live a life of self-sacrifice. And then he calls us to live that life as well. The Christian life is one where we are protected by our mother hen, but it's also where we protect others. See, our way of being in the world as Christians is one of self-sacrifice. That's the way that we overcome the actions of the world that are against the people of God. St. Paul, he understood that there are always predators on the loose. And he wrote, "Discipline yourselves. Be vigilant. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around looking for someone to devour." But that discipline, that vigilance, is not one of superior fighting or with weapons of war, but with fruit of the Holy Spirit, with compassion, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, self-control, faithfulness. See, the kingdom that God is creating is exactly opposite of the way that the world is now. In God's kingdom, the hen overcomes the fox, not as one would expect, but through giving up her life. The hen wins by losing. Jesus overcomes sin, death, and the devil by dying. And we too overcome. Not through sheer concerted effort and willpower on our own part, but by dying to ourselves and letting Christ live through us. And friends, this is one of the greatest mysteries of our faith. It's not something to be explained or rationalized or cognitively made sense of. Like all mysteries concerning God, it's something to be lived into. See, ultimately, by claiming our weakness, we are made strong in the Lord. And I think that the 12-step programs have a good handle on this concept. The first step of any 12-step program is we admit we are powerless over our addiction and that our lives have become unmanageable. Friends, we are powerless over our lives and our lives of sin. Dependence and submission to God, who himself was weak on the cross, gives us strength. James 4:7 commands, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Now, the word submit here is really interesting because it means something like to obey, to put under, to subject to be obedient to. It kind of has a military nuance to it. So it can mean something like to arrange troop divisions in a military fashion under a commanding leader. See, submitting to God means to arrange yourself under the command of God's viewpoint rather than to live according to the old way based on your own viewpoint. It's a process of surrendering your own will to the Father's. This month is Black History Month, and so I've been reading some of Dr. Martin Luther King's writings online. And in his autobiography, Dr. King confesses that at one moment, he decided to just quietly withdraw from the protests. He describes the moment. He writes, "It seemed that all my fears had come down on me at once. And I got to the point that I just couldn't take it any longer. I was weak." It was at this point of complete vulnerability and weakness that Dr. King was given strength. He came to a place where he couldn't face life on his own, where he needed help. And it was then that the Lord spoke to him. It was an amazing moment. King writes, "God promised to never leave me alone. At that moment, I experienced the presence of the divine as I had never experienced him before. Almost at once, my fears began to go, my uncertainty disappeared, and I was ready to face anything." And we know that he did. It was when Dr. King admitted his weakness and dependence that he was made strong for the task of changing civil rights in our country. Friends, Christ, he knows our weakness because he experienced it himself. And he sits with us when we are weak. But he also uses our weakness for the service of the world. He uses weakness to overcome the strong. Friends, when you are at a place when all seems lost, when you have no strength left, be arranged under God. Submit yourself to the Lord. Turn your eyes to the cross. Look to Jesus, and He will give you strength. Like a mother hen, He will give Himself for you. Amen.